The civilian workforce became severely depleted as American men enlisted or were drafted into the armed forces during World War II. With many companies now needing to make materials and supplies for the war efforts, unmanned assembly lines ran the risk of crawling to a halt. At Plant 2, just up the street to the north of the museum, Boeing was doing their part by making B-17 bombers. Retired Boeing test pilot Brian Weigel recalls the workers' unbelievable efforts.
It was incredible, the production they turned out. I remember Bud Hurst used to say, every hour we opened the doors and shoved out a new B-17.
Take a look at the photographs on the wall to see how Boeing camouflaged Plant 2 from possible air attack by the Japanese. What appears to be a neighborhood of real streets, houses, trees, and shrubs is actually constructed with chicken wire and papier-mâché on top of the building's roof. In the meantime, 5 miles to the southeast in Renton, Washington, another plant was turning out dozens of the B-29 Superfortress, the planes that would eventually carry the atomic bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and missions that would bring an end to the war in 1945. But in 1942, Boeing Airplane Company realized that in order to keep their assembly lines moving, they needed to utilize an untapped resource, the American woman. The company advertised around the country, aggressively recruiting women workers who by 1943 made up nearly half of Boeing's workforce. As the war marched on, it became clear that women could certainly handle the long shifts and hard, dirty, and dangerous work. The numerous patches on display indicate the variety of jobs they undertook, including the driving of hundreds of rivets on each plane. Photos show some of these overall-clad women at work in the factory. It was an image made famous on a popular wartime poster. Rosie the Riveter, in her blue coveralls and red and white polka-dotted headscarf, flexed her muscles and stood with a determined expression on her face, capturing the mood of the American people during World War II. We can do it.